BBC News at 2 o'clock. This is James Kelly. A huge international relief effort is gathering pace after the devastating earthquake in Haiti. Aircraft carrying specialist search teams, as well as food, water and medical supplies, have begun arriving in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Tens of thousands of people are feared to have died in the disaster. Thousands more have been injured. It's estimated that up to 3 million people, about a third of Haiti's population, are in need of humanitarian help. A local journalist, Carol Pedre, described the scene.
We have no church, we have no school, we have no government buildings, we have nothing. And we are more than 100,000 in the streets, sleeping over there. We have nowhere to stay, we have no food to eat, we have no drink, no water to drink.
The government has formally apologised to the victims of the thalidomide scandal and confirmed its pledge of £20 million to help them with their health problems. Thalidomide was prescribed to pregnant women in the 1950s and 1960s, but led to hundreds of babies being born with deformed limbs and other damage. It was withdrawn from sale in 1961. A thalidomide campaigner, Guy Tweedy, says he's delighted by today's apology.
This is what we needed. I've spoken to a lot of parents of thalidomiders, and the compensation will help the actual thalidomiders themselves, but the apology is very important. They've been through a lot. They've been carers, many of them, for 50 years, and to get an apology after 50 years is wonderful news.
An inquest has heard how a patient was given a fatal overdose of painkillers by an out-of-hours doctor from Germany. Daniel Abani was working his first shift in Britain when he was called to treat 70-year-old David Gray in Cambridgeshire. Mr. Gray's partner told the inquest that Dr. Abani appeared dithery. The BBC has upheld complaints from commercial radio that it gave too much publicity to U2's album No Line on the Horizon and to a tour by Coldplay. Its editorial complaints unit ruled that the BBC had given undue prominence to commercial products or organisations. Here's our media correspondent, Torrin Douglas.
The BBC branded its coverage with a symbol, U2 equals BBC. And the presenter, Zane Lowe, referred to Radio 1 being part of launching this new album. The BBC's editorial complaints unit said the use of the mathematical symbol gave an inappropriate impression of endorsement, and Zane Lowe's remarks were not appropriate. Separately, it said a Radio 1 Presents Coldplay website broke guidelines by including direct links to ticket agents for the band's tour. The BBC removed the links at the time of the original complaint and has since reminded staff of its rules.
And a diamond earring belonging to Diego Maradona has been sold at auction in Italy for £23,000, but the former Argentine football star won't see a penny of it. The earring was put up for sale by the Italian authorities as part of efforts to recover millions of pounds in unpaid taxes dating from Maradona's career with Napoli. BBC News at 2:03. Our next at 3.
Ta! Is that you? This is us. How are you? Thank you, James. Cheers, Fern. Today, Thursday, 14th January 2010. Now live till 5. It's the big show. It's Steve Wright in the afternoon.